You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This is from Shay, and she sent us a Facebook message on this. We got it when we came in this morning. We loved it. She goes, "Hey, boys, my boyfriend gave me a gift bag for Valentine's Day, and inside there was a wrapped jewelry box.
Ooh, fancy.
I opened it up and found a beautiful pair of ruby earrings. Nice. Very pretty, and nice. I was touched.
I love rubies.
They're pretty, right?
It's very pretty. Yeah.
But the plot thickens, Jer. She says, then later, I was folding up the bag it came in, and I found the receipt. He apparently had forgotten it was in there. In case you think I'm writing about the cost of the earrings, I'm not. He spent good money on them. But the date on the receipt was from 4 years ago.
Gulp.
Four. She says, we've been dating for a year.
Ruh-roh.
Shay writes, I later brought it up and he looked like a deer in headlights. He admitted he did buy them 4 years ago for his last girlfriend, but never gave them to her. He said they broke up before he could give them to her and he just held on to them.
He's been sitting on them.
He said he hoped it was okay and kept emphasizing that the old girlfriend never even saw them.
Right.
She writes, I know it may seem shallow and stupid, but I'm kind of bothered that he didn't pick these out for me. I was just the next person to come along that he could give them to. She writes, is that unreasonable or would other women agree with me? Thank you. I love your show.
There's your dilemma right there. I need to know if she's even a ruby person. Does she even like rubies?
Well, she says they're very pretty and she was touched.
And they're red, you know, for Valentine's Day, love and all that. Oh, man, this is trippy.
I don't know how I feel.
I feel a little dirty about it.
I want to be influenced by the calls on this. We're going to do a five-call says it all. Is Shay, she asks, is that unreasonable or would other women agree with me that she says, I was just the next person to come along. Oh, here, you can have these.
I mean, they were not in another woman's ears.
Right.
So, I mean, they're still clean.
I mean, they were still gift wrapped from the store, so much so that he still had the receipt in the bag on the bottom of it.
They've been in a shelf or something somewhere, so they're new.
Lisa, what are you going to say to Shay?
I do not think it's a big deal. I think he bought them 4 years ago because he liked them, and he wanted to give them to the right girl. I'm sure he's dated other girls since then, and she just happened to be the right girl. It's not like he was picking out a wedding ring. It was just some earrings.
That's a good point. It's not a wedding ring.
Well, we don't know how many girls were in between. This might be his first girlfriend since then. So she was just the next one, you know. It was like taking a number at the deli.
But so what? They're new. They're brand new earrings.
Okay.
He bought them because he thought they were beautiful, and so he wanted to give them to the right girl. I believe that.
He just should have rewrapped them. That's the fatal flaw.
He should have thrown the damn receipt away.
That's the flaw.
Lisa, you're delightful. Thank you for calling us.
Bye, Lisa.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that's one vote for just wear them. Terry, what do you think?
Good morning, boys. I say just wear them. They're okay. A beautiful gift. Rubies always remind me of my mother, so I'm kind of sentimental about that. But you know what? They were a gift. And not only that, you know, we live in a throwaway society, and I really believe in reduce, reuse, and recycle.
I was going to bring that up, that this guy's actually saving the planet, you guys.
Yes.
Well, he could sell them and get her something else. He doesn't. I doubt seriously if he would throw them in a landfill. I mean, he could either return them or sell them.
Not after this many years, right?
Oh, sure.
Do you never re-gift something?
No, I always re-gift. That's why I'm fine with this, I think.
Yeah, me too.
I'm totally fine, Terry.
Terry, I'm glad you called. You have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Appreciate you. I like that it's a Tiffany talking about jewelry. Hi, Tiffany.
An expert.
Hi, guys.
Hi. What do you think?
What do you think?
It's totally fine. I feel like if he really had his heart set on giving it to his old girlfriend and it didn't work out, he had the receipt. He could have just returned them. But he really seemed to like these earrings and really did want to hold them for somebody special. And so he held on to them for all these years. He easily could have given it to some other girl in the 3 years before he got with this gal. But no, he held on to him. I think he found them really special, wanted to really hold on to him for someone special. So she should be flattered that she's the one.
Do you think that's the case, or were they like in the top back corner of his closet and he's like, oh my God, I forgot I had these. I better use them, or I better get rid of these.
You're not going to forget about them.
You're coming at it from the viewpoint of a woman. I come at it from a viewpoint of a guy. And I would be more likely to think that he wasn't saying, oh, these are beautiful, I want this for somebody I love. I think he is probably like, now what do I do?
Man, I just saved $1,000 for Valentine's Day is probably what he was thinking.
I'll just put them in a closet. I guess somebody else will stumble along and I'll give them to her.
But he held on to him for 4 years. I mean, if you really were like so blah about it, he would have lost him or whatever, or had him stay in the closet for another 4 years before finding him.
Right.
Listen,
right.
We got your vote. You are delightful, Tiffany. Have a great day, okay?
Yep. Bye, guys.
See you later.
Thank you. Well, I am glad. You know, I'm glad that we got the female perspective on this. Here's Sarah. Sarah, what do you think?
Good morning. I agree with all the ladies. Open, closed, just, you know, accept the earrings, get over it. You've only been going out a year. I'm married to a wonderful man who gave me an engagement ring that he proposed to with a woman before me.
And that's a whole nother story.
I don't think
really
I'm okay.
Is.
I wouldn't do that.
I'm not okay with
that.
I wouldn't do that.
But it works for you. That's fine. You're comfortable.
Yeah, whatever works for you.
But I couldn't do that.
That's right. I think she's fine and she needs to get over it. And if not, she needs to move on because it's not going to work out.
All right.
Very good. Thank you for calling us, Sarah. We appreciate you.
Have a great day. Bye.
See you later.
Well, we will. You too. So far, it is unanimous. Josh tells me we've got two more calls we can do, and they're both dudes.
Couple of dudes
so
want to chime in.
Dude. Hey, man,
use those earrings.
Joe, Joey. What do you think?
Well, first of all, you can't re-gift something that was never given, so it can't be considered a re-gift.
Solid point.
I agree with that. That's true.
Solid.
And then here's the thing, and somebody mentioned it earlier. I mean, you've got to ask how many. If there were five or six girlfriends in between that he kept maybe wanting to give them to, that's a different story. But if she's the first one in 4 years, then, you know, it wasn't like he was just, I don't know, glibly going into this thing. And then if we're going to be brutally honest, you got to kind of ask yourself, if you break up, what are your odds of getting Ruby from somebody else down the road? So you might want to seize the moment.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're $1,000 earrings. Just enjoy them and wear them proud. And if she's so worried about secondhand things, you know, if we want to be brutally honest, Joe, then maybe don't kiss him or, do other things with him
that
other girlfriends have experienced. If she's so concerned, you better
different.
Not lock lips with the guy then.
Talk about apples and oranges and rubies.
Nope.
But it is 5-0. We'll take one more, though, and see if it goes completely unanimous. Eric, what do you think?
Good morning. I really am disappointed in this girl. It sounds incredibly petty. I would think she'd say, hey, thank you for loving me and caring about me. I would love to talk to the guy who gave it to her saying, hey, dude, are you sure this is the one? If she's getting this petty after a year, what's down the road going to look like?
Okay, now listen, I am going to rush to Shay's defense here. Okay. She acknowledged. She goes, I know it may seem shallow and stupid. She's just asking for people's feedback on this. She hasn't said, I think the guy's a jerk. She hasn't said she's breaking up with him. She's just wondering, does other people think this is cool? And I can see why she would ask the question.
She is curious, yeah.
Yeah. You don't even see her even wondering about that? Because I do.
Nah, I really feel like she's got to say thank you and just appreciate what she's getting is the way I see it.
Very good.
Very good, buddy. Yeah, thank you very much.
God, this was a landslide. It was not one person.
Nope. They all said take them, enjoy them, love them.
Everybody just wants the ruby earrings.
Those are beautiful earrings. I was looking them up while we were talking. I mean, they go for easily $1,000 for a nice pair of ruby earrings, and they're very pretty. So, again, the fatal flaw was this jack wagon not repackaging the earrings. and yeah, going through and taking the receipt out. Cause that's,
getting rid of the receipt.
Just do that, dude, and this wouldn't have been an issue, you know? But, yeah, I'm with everybody that called. Just enjoy them. And that one guy that said, you know, they were never gifted, so you can't re-gift them.
Yeah, but that was just one caller who used the word re-gifting. Shay didn't use that word. And, you know, I'm going to be the one person on the island who says, I don't think it's cool. I'm going to be the one person who says, you know what, that's just not right. You should have taken the earrings back and you should have gotten or sold them, you know, go on to next door or something, sell them, and then go and buy something new for Shay.
A lot of people writing in saying that you could probably go back to the original jewelry store and just trade them. They might let you trade them for something else.
If they haven't even been taken out of the box.
Mm-hmm.